Park City Council has instructed the transit staff to address traffic calming in Old Town with projects that include drop and load zones, directional streets, and pedestrian amenities. Park City Transportation Planner Alexis Versen says council directed staff to be more aggressive in prioritizing pedestrians, bicycles, and transit in the commercial and residential area of Old Town.
We've heard for years from residents in that area that they feel like they're being negatively impacted by some of the commercial traffic that's been leaking into the neighborhood. So we've done a lot of sort of easy things to implement, signage, messaging, partnerships, low-hanging fruit, and now it's sort of gotten to the point where council has asked us to be more aggressive in the way that we're thinking about our streets and reprioritizing that space, which historically has been recent history has been for cars and for storing cars.
Versen says they've received reports of speeding on Marsac Avenue and problems with vehicles blowing through the stop sign at the Hillside Avenue intersection. A new flashing stop sign has been installed along with feedback signs encouraging drivers to stay within the speed limit.
We've added a no left turn from Marsac onto Hillside if you're coming in the downhill, so trying to have sort of that commercial traffic access Main Street lower down and not through these sort of very narrow, constrained residential streets that get more dangerous during snow and during peak hours there. We've also done some striping changes to the Grappa intersection and sort of added to that bulb out area there to discourage commercial traffic from going up into Daly and King and those upper residential areas in Old Town. We've also redesigned the trolley turnaround at the bottom of Hillside Avenue with some striping and some planters. Partly beautification, but it also just sort of delineates space for cars. It visually constrains the roadway and helps them slow down and sort of be mindful about where they're going and how fast they're going.
They haven't collected enough data to determine if drivers are using the Sand Ridge Lot or Chambers Drive to bypass the no left-hand turn restrictions onto Hillside. Versen says they've received primarily positive feedback from residents about the efforts to cut down commercial traffic in the neighborhood.
We did add signage on those small streets like Chambers that says residential access only, and it's an A-frame in the middle of the street to really discourage that leak through of traffic. I think our police force is keeping an eye on that and sort of looking for egregious behavior there.
Park City police officers made 18 traffic stops between August 12th and 14th, primarily for failure to comply with the no left turn sign from Marsac to Hillside Avenue. Park City Police Sergeant Rob McKinney says he and other officers have found that few of the violations have occurred from commercial drivers. They're mostly issuing warnings and working to educate motorists about the new traffic regulations.
The majority of the stops that are violations that we saw were just the general motoring public, and it was actually quite a few from out of town in rental cars, and they said that their GPS was routing them that way. So obviously with a new regulatory sign, there sometimes is a delay with applications like your typical GPS.
McKinney says they've received many positive comments from residents who are appreciative of the enforcement efforts. Versen says they're continuing to look for ways to make the flow of traffic in Old Town more mindful and strategic, with an orientation toward pedestrians, neighborhood safety, and transit access. They'll present more specific plans to address the winter season during the September 17th Park City Council meeting. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.